Praise the Lord. Psalms 42, starting with the first verse. The Bible says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of the joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of Hermonites, from the hill Miser. If you will, stretch your hands one more time toward heaven. Ask the Holy Ghost to help us tonight. Heavenly Father, I feel like tonight that there's been a great work done, a lot of work put into this youth camp. And I feel like that the campers have come this year, workers has come, people has come to support it. And I just feel like preaching right here for just a little bit. And then I'm going to go somewhere else. But I really feel like starting out right here tonight. Here the psalmist says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks. After the hart, translated to the deer, crieth after the water brooks. So crieth my soul after thee, O God. Here's David, if you read and study it, saying possibly here with Absalom's rebellion, or some says Saul's persecution. David has been run out of Jerusalem. David has been run away from the temple, and David has been gone for a while. And he's not been able to go to the temple where the ark is and begin to worship God. Now, David loved to worship God. David loved to be in the presence of God. But now, after a while, David has been run off. David's not been there in some time now. And he's saying, Lord, as the deer crieth after the water brooks, Lord, after that deer panteth after that water brook, he said, so my soul crieth after thee, Lord. He's saying, Lord, I've been away for a while. I've been run away. I've not been able to enter into your presence like I'm used to doing. I've been run off by the enemy tonight, and I've not been able to get in the presence of God. I feel like tonight that some young folks has come here this week, and maybe some of the helpers has come in this week, and you felt just like the enemy has been right on your trail. You felt like the hounds of hell has been right breathing down your collar tonight. And you've been a-wondering, Lord, I really need to get in the presence of God. Lord, I've been running. I've been here and I've been there, and I've not felt the presence of God. I've not been able to come in and get some relief from the pressure. I've not been able to come in and feel the love of God in a while. I've been away for a while. But I believe, Brother Jim, may some folks come in this week saying, Lord, my soul crieth after thee, O Lord. And my soul desireth to get in the presence of God. I thought here is that deer, as he's describing here, that water brook. That deer, you know, you have to have water to survive. You have to have water to live by. And here that deer also knows that he's got to have that water if he's going to survive, Brother Jonathan. And he says that deer panteth after the water brooks. Not only is he wanting to drink from it, not only is he wanting to run to it, when the dogs are after him, when the hounds are after him, not only does he want to get to that water brook and get a fresh drink of water, no doubt that'll refresh him for just a little bit, and he'll begin to run on a little further. You know, those that you've hunted any, how that deer will run, and he'll run, and them dogs is behind him, and there's times that he can run, and he can get away from them with ease, with no problem, but there's times when them pack of dogs get behind him, he cannot seemingly shake them, he cannot seemingly get away from them. I feel like there's some of you here tonight, you've been able to shake some things. You've been able to overcome some troubles. But there's something on your trail tonight. I said there's something on your trail tonight. You ain't been able to get away from it. You ain't been able to dodge it. But I'm here to tell you that God is here tonight to deliver somebody. I looked up that word brook, and it said a channel, also a bed or valley of a stream. And then it said brook, a channel, a mighty river. Praise the Lord. David comes on down and tells how bad it's done, God. He said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually saying to me, where is thy God? Where's your God at now, David? You're not in the temple. You're not in Jerusalem. Where's your God at now, David? I believe somebody may have been thinking this week, Lord, where have you been at? Where you at now, Lord? I've got good news. He's here tonight. I said he's here tonight. But as that deer begins to run and run and run, trying to escape those hounds, he does everything he knows to do. He tries what he'd done the last time that they got on his trail. But that doesn't work this time. He runs a different direction. But it seems like they're right on his trail, Brother Jonathan. But he said here, if you'll study it out, a deer sometimes, when he can't get away from the enemy, Brother Donnell, when he seemingly can't shake them nail of the way, he'll run for that brook. I said he'll run for that brook. He'll run for that water, Brother Moore. What's he going to do? He's going to run in that water. And they say that deer will get way out in the middle of that channel, way out in the middle of that river where nothing but his nose is sticking up. Come on now. Where they can't see nothing of him. When the hounds come up to the edge, they can't smell him anymore. They can't find him anymore. Why? He's submerged. I said he's submerged in the river. I'm telling you tonight, you just need to get in the river. You need to get submerged in the river of God. Come on now. Just as them hounds is after that deer, God give that deer the instincts enough to know, just get in the middle of that river. Just get inside that river. Get away from the edge. Don't stay in the edge. They'll smell you in the edge. They'll find you around the edge. I want to tell you, young folks tonight, get away from the edge. Come on now. I said, get away from the edge. Hey, get on out in the river. Hey, come on now. God's got enough to submerge you. God's got enough to take you. That deer, Brother Jonathan, he realizes it's life or death. It's life or death. Come on now. I feel like there's some of you here tonight You desperately need to get in the river. You desperately need to get away. That enemy's right on your trail. That enemy's breathing down your neck. You prayed, and seemed like nothing is helping. But I've come to tell you, I felt like preaching this first, that God's got a river that's wide enough to hide you in. Come on now. I said God's got a river big enough that he can hide you from hell tonight. You just got to make up your mind. I got to get in that river. Part two. Come on, stay with me. Ezekiel and Ezekiel chapter number 47. Ezekiel's having a vision here. God's showing a vision to Ezekiel right here. He says, afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. Hey, come on now, those that hell's after you, remember one thing, you got to get in the river. Don't let me lose you right here. You just keep that on your mind. You got to get in the middle of the river tonight. He said, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under the right side of the house and the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the gate without the utter, and to the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran waters on the right side. Hallelujah. These waters are representing the water of life as it's proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And he says here, and when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. I'm telling you tonight, hey, some of you has got in ankle deep tonight. Hey, some of you been in ankle deep tonight. But I want to let you know, ankle deep ain't going to work. I said ankle deep ain't going to get it. That's where some's been. I'm going to take, but I've listened to you sing, so you listen to me. He measured that line. It was 1,000 cubits, Brother Joy. Remember, Brother Ansley? He said he led him through it. And it was ankle deep. Come on now. That's where some of you's at. You just in that ankle deep water. You got your shoes washed off this week. And some of you feel like, well, that's really all where I want to be at. Let me tell you, hell will find you in ankle deep water. Come on now. That's where all that trash is at around that edge. I know some of you girls come here wanting to look good, wanting to look stylish, wanting to be Miss Youth Camp. But let me tell you what you need to really do tonight. You need to shuck that pride off of you and realize, hey, I'm running for my life. Come on now, I'm running for my life. I ain't worried about a boyfriend later. I need to get in this river tonight. I said I need to get in this river tonight. I'm telling you tonight, there's a river flowing around here. I said a river's flowing, but are we going to cross over? He said he measured, and it was ankle deep. I wonder tonight if I could spiritually take those that's only been ankle deep tonight and line you up right here. I wonder how many would just be in ankle deep water. I said, I wonder how many would be in ankle deep water, Brother Jonathan. But then he said, and again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. I wish I had me a line, but I ain't got one. Come on, partner. We got to measure off this other 1,000. Can you picture this? We walking down by this here, starting out as a stream. We've measured that first 1,000. We've crossed over, got ankle deep. Now he pulls it another 1,000. And we walk. And then we ease out in that river. Uh-oh, just a little bit deeper. It's a little bit deeper. It's up to our knees now. Come on now. It's up to our knees, Brother Ron. It's feeling a little better. Come on now. Hey, I didn't come for just to feel better, but I come to get saturated. I come to get submerged. I wonder, do you really want the Holy Ghost? I wonder, do you really want to be full of the power of God? Hey, some of you have been praying around here. We pray with some of you tonight, and you've been praying. But Donnell, what is it? They've been waiting out a little deeper. I said they've been waiting out a little deeper. Come on now. And then he goes on down, and he says, and again, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Can I stop right here and say right now, it's up to you how far in the river you go. It's up to you how far your desire will take you tonight. There's no age limit on how far you go up the river. Come on now. I said there ain't no age limit on how far you go up the river. It's all according to your desire. It's all according to how bad you want it. It's all according to you want the fullness of God. Young folks, I pray Mom and Daddy get in with us. But could I tell you, if Mom and Dad don't get in with us, you workers, I'm pulling you in this. It's up to us if we want in. We ain't got to wait on nobody else. If we want in, we can get in, Brother Dalen. Come on now. But I wonder how many of them got satisfied in just a little knee-deep water. Brother Hans, are you just satisfied with a knee-deep experience? Or do you really want more of God? Come on now. I said, do you really want more of God? Let me see your hands if you want the Holy Ghost. Those of you ain't got it, do you really want it? I'm going to tell you, don't stop by the ankle deep. Don't stop by the knee deep. But we going somewhere. I said we going somewhere. Come on and go with us. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. You ready? We done come knee deep. He's done measured off another 1,000. You ready to ease off in here and see how deep it is? You sure? Be careful now. Easy. All of a sudden, it's up to the loins. You feeling all right here? I'm looking for you to get the Holy Ghost. I ain't want to embarrass you near a bit, all right? Understand me. I gained a little more respect for you out on that volleyball court today. We played best 2 out of 3, the old against the young. I dropped this in too. The old won the best 2 out of 3. But I'm telling you, everything didn't go Brother Hansley's way, did it? We'd been beaten 2 if it had, wouldn't it? But I'm telling you what, when it didn't go his way, I just sort of seen him just bite his lip. Brother Jonathan, you're preaching done good. I told him we was out there on the volleyball court. There wasn't nobody else saying nothing. It was a pretty quiet volleyball game. Sis Sherry was out there, so it wasn't too quiet. Ain't picking on you, honey. She was cheering us old folks on. Come on now. I wish some of you elders would cheer these young folks on. I say, go on. Hey, go on in the river. Don't stop where you're at. Get on in the river. Get on out there. There's swimming waters. There's waters that you can be filled in. I wish we had some that get behind these young folks and say, come on, boy. Don't stop where you're at. Don't stop where you're at. There's swimming waters out there. Come on, buddy. It feels good out here, don't it? In that low and deep water. It feels real good. Just walking around out here. Man, it feels good. A lot of people get right here, Brother Donnell. Something rise up in them. What'd you say? Hold on just a minute. I'm glad he said that. I got just a little illustration. Is that all right? Anybody know what these are? Huh? Floaties. What do you wear these floaties for? What? Make sure you don't drown. Make sure your head don't go under. Is that right? Make sure you don't get submerged under there. Because when you go to going down, these things pick you back up, don't they? Just hold it for me over there. What's that say on there?
Fear. Fear.
I know your arm's too big for it. Just hold it. What's that say?
Fear.
What's that say?
Fear.
We want to stay where we're at. If you go to going... If it gets go a little deep, that's going to hold you up. You know what holds a lot of them up, Brother Mark, from going any further? Is fear. I said fear, not knowing what's really ahead. So we got those spiritual floaties on. I'm willing to go as far as these to hold me up. I'm willing to bob along, get a blessing every now and then. I'm willing to bounce along every now and then. But I really ain't ready to go out there, Brother Joy. Come on now. I'm telling you tonight, it's time to shed fear off. I said it's time to get fear out of your mind and say, God, I'm trusting you, God. I'm going to trust God. I don't know how I got here. I don't know everything about it, but I will not fear. I will not doubt. I saw Sister Savannah over right in here this morning. She wasn't raised in holiness, didn't know nothing about holiness. But she was seeking the Holy Ghost this morning. Come on now. I know she didn't know what all was going on. I know she didn't realize, didn't know how what all to do. But I finally heard her say, Sister Brandy, I believe. I believe you, Lord. Hey, some of you need to get doubt out of your mind. Hey, some of you need to get fear out and say, I'm going to uncharted waters. I'm going where I've never been. We can stay right here if you want to. We can walk around here, this long, deep water, if you want to. I wonder how many swam around right here, Brother Jim, this week. I wonder how many got right in here this week. This is where you've been. And fear has kept you from going any further. Doubt has kept you from going any further. Brother Ainsley, You want to stay here? It feels good. What you want to do? You tired of the floaties? I want to be free. I don't want nothing to hinder me. Young folks, let me tell you something. Don't let nothing hinder you. I said, don't let nothing hinder you. Hey, come on now. This is the last night. Hey, I'll pull it all off. I'd shed it all down and jump in the river. Hey, some of you have been praying. Hey, some of you have been seeking God. Hey, some of you have been desiring more of God. And they some been running from the hounds of hell. I ain't left you alone. I said some of you are still running from the hounds of hell. But I feel like right now, this is where we're at. We're in waist deep water. Part 3 for just a minute. Chapter number 5, book of St. Luke. Chapter verse number 4 says, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Hey, what's he saying? It's time to leave the shallow waters, Brother Nelson. It's time to push off into the swimming waters. I'm telling you tonight, it's time to leave all your worry alone. It's time to leave any hindrances down. And thank God, I'm a going in. I'm a going in. He said, hey, don't worry about them. Let them pray. And again, he measured. And they were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000. Uh-oh, there's another 1,000. And it was a river. It was a river that I could not pass over. Hey, come on now. God's got a river that you won't pass over. But do you want in the river? He said, for the waters were risen. Waters to swim in. There were some of you girls treading water this morning. You was treading water this morning. I finally seen Sister Taylor just finally lose sight. As she went under. Hey now. I said as she lost sight. As she went under. Come on now. But we got to get self out of the way. I said we got to get self out of the way. And say, preacher, I need it. I need what you're preaching about. I need in that river. The hounds of hell's after me. I need in the river. But self. I go right here. But right now I ain't going any further. That'll fit you better. I told you I was going to mess that hair up tonight, didn't I? He measured 1,000. You know what? I don't know if you've noticed it or not. But this river, this stream has got wider and deeper as we've went. And now he's measured. He said, it's a river that I can swim in. You want to swim? You got something around your neck that ain't going to allow you. I wonder how many is going to go ahead and get that last hindrance out of your mind. I said, I wonder how many is going to go ahead and get that last thing that's holding you back. I'm telling you, I believe that deer keeps running, Brother Terry. He runs to get him a drink out of that in the ankle deep water. He runs a little further and he realizes I can't hide here. He'll run a little farther. I can't hide here. But I'm telling you what, Brother Daniel, He finally sails off in that river. I said he finally sails off in that river. I'm telling you tonight, Jimmy, you can get in the river tonight. I said, Jimmy, you can get in the river tonight. If you really want in the river, it's time to jump in. It's time to get in. Don't wait on mama. Don't wait on daddy. Jump in the river. I ain't much of a swimmer, are you? Pretty good. I ain't. You may have to help me. You may have to pull me up. That's how we feel sometimes. I'm honest. I believe maybe I could save myself. But whenever I go, Brother Jonathan, I'm getting finished. I went fishing with a guy one time, and we went to the river. We went wading. Any of you ever done that? I told this Brother Jim's church thing. We was wade fishing. We was walking along that bank of that river. He would go in. I'd go right in behind him. I'd follow his footsteps. I'd have him right there by me. Because if he went under, I wasn't going any further. You hear me? I said if he went out of sight, I knew to stand still and wait on him to come back up. We fished around there that day. I stayed close to him, Brother Mark. He knew where the holes was at in that river. He'd walk that river, fish that river. He knew where them deep holes was at. He knew I was worried, too. We got out there one time about chest deep. Hey, hold on now, cuz. It's about as far as I want to go. We can stand right here and fish. We can stand here and do what we want to do, and then we can go back the other way. I don't feel comfortable where I'm at right here. Ain't much more, and I can't breathe. But I tell you what. That's where some of you at. I don't want to go any further. I don't really know what's the next step ahead. I don't really know what the next hallelujah is going to be. And you've just been a little reserved. I said you've just been a little reserved. Come on now. But Brother Ansley, I tell you what, in the spiritual realm, you ain't got to worry about it. All you got to do is just walk on out there. I said, just walk on out there. And you know what's going to happen? I'm telling you, we're going to lose sight of us. I said, we're going to lose sight. If God's going to take us somewhere, but it's up to you tonight. Do you want in the river? Do you want the promises of God? Has the hounds of hell been on you? I'm telling you, the place to run is to the river. I said, in the middle of the river. It said on down there was a river that I could not pass. My God, it was so big I couldn't pass over it. I'm telling you tonight, it's time to jump in the river. I feel like there's some standing at the brink, like some standing at the edge. But I pray tonight, we'll jump on in the river. We'll dive on out and receive God's blessings. Sister, come on. This river's refreshing. This river is renewing. This river is relaxing. How many like to just go to the river, tie up an old tree, and just fish? It's just relaxing. This river of God, it's relaxing. There's healings in this river. There's joy in this river. There's strength in this river. I believe right now there's some of you, you really need some strength. You need some encouragement. I pray you rise up and go head to the river. I said rise up and head to the river. Young folks, if you want the Holy Ghost tonight, why don't you just go ahead and shuck off them floaties? Get all fear out of your mind. Get yourself out of the way and just dive on in the river. I said dive on off in the river and let Let's see what God will do on this last night. Let's see what God will do here on Thursday night. Stand with us all over the house. We're standing at the brink. Our choices are ankle deep, knee deep, loin deep, or the river that you can swim in. Young folks, would you come on? Say, Lord, I don't want to leave here without the Holy Ghost. I don't want to leave here like I come tonight. Hey, some of you here, the hounds of hell's on your trail. Your tears have been your meat day and night. And you've been a crying, oh, that the hell's been saying, where is thy God? Where is thy God? I'm telling you tonight, he's right here. I said he's right here. You got to get in this river tonight. I wonder tonight, will we press on in here? I wonder if we could get some help in here tonight and say we're standing at the brink. We just need a little help. We just need a little push to get on out in the river. I wonder if mom and dad would come on and gather around tonight and say, go ahead, it's okay. I'll jump on in the river. It'll be good for your soul. Come on, everyone will. Come on, everyone will. You didn't get the Holy Ghost this morning. Make up your mind, I'm getting it tonight. I'm praying till I get it tonight. I'm not going to be denied. I'm not going to let fear and doubt hold me back. But I'm going all the way through. Pray on till you get it. I said, if you ain't got what you needed in this youth camp, pray until you get it. I said, launch on out into the deep. He told them, launch out.
Step
don't
into
stay around the
water,
edge. Don't stay at the shore. But launch out
Let
into the deep.
The water of his love. Oh, step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. I'm joining angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Oh, step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the waters of his love.